Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Headlining the Funny Bone this weekend tonight, obviously not on Thanksgiving Day because they're closed. And then what's it, Friday and Saturday, the Menker?
Friday and Saturday.
Gary Menke.
One show Friday, two shows Saturday, Gary Menke, the Menker.
The Menker.
You know it's Thanksgiving.
When you're there?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
You know, you'll see me headlining all over the country. Easter Sunday. Yeah. 4th of July. You know, all the big holidays. Everyone's ringing on my phone. Oh, can you drive? Do you have a friend in town you can stay with?
You have an act, too. Don't sell yourself short. So go see the Menker this weekend. Wednesday night, Thursday. We were talking about Jay Medicine at. Earlier, yeah. I mean, Jay would always do Thanksgiving weekend because he hated that holiday because he was Indian. We have his picture still in our studio here.
You know, that was my first show ever.
Opening up for Jay or with Jay? He might have been opening for you.
No, I know. I opened for Gent Monk.
Gent, that was his given name, right?
And I got to be MC, feature act, and headliner.
Oh, okay.
All in the same week.
Because
I went to Des Moines, Funny Bone.
Right.
And the guy double booked the MCs. How do you do that? So he goes, I have another room. I have another room in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Got it.
Can you middle? And I barely could MC, but yes, of course I can.
What holiday was it?
Halloween.
All right.
And I went down there. I middled. It went all right. And then on Friday night, Jay goes, can you headline? I go, absolutely not.
Not. Okay.
And he goes, my girlfriend's pregnant. And I go, well, congratulations. Not really. She's sitting on the couch with my wife. I'm leaving right now. So you'll be headlining tomorrow.
Oh.
I go, shouldn't you tell somebody? And so I show up, and they go, where's Jay Menz? I think he drove back to Denver.
And by the way, this is when he was Jets. He was just doing comedy. He
was just doing straight
hypnotism.
Comedy.
Okay, yeah.
Pretty sure he was bound for a clinic at that time.
Oh, my God.
So you had to do an hour and a half you didn't have?
Oh,
What'd you do?
Well, I did an hour, and I did a lot of, what else is going on? Gosh, these lights are bright. Are you cooking popcorn?
Well, come on. You got to sell some tickets this weekend, so you're not going to do that this weekend.
No, I'm hilarious.
You've been doing
I've improved since then.
No, you're a great act. You're funny as hell.
No, I've been doing a long time.
So during the COVID, you had to, you're back out in the middle of Nebraska where your parents are from, and you had to take a real job for the first time, and you're as old as us, so a long, long time. So your only real job of your whole life, that kind of real job. Yeah. You were in broadcasting a little bit.
Yeah, I've done some radio and stuff like that, but a real job.
I know. How was that?
Computer? Clock in?
UPS? A UPS store. I was at a UPS store to mail some stuff the other day. And, yeah, those guys work.
Oh, my God. It's so busy.
They work, and they're busy.
And people can't take a joke.
No.
After they've been in line for a long time.
Oh, that's right.
You know, I got their colon sample in the little square white and blue box.
Yeah. And it should probably just be a poop sample.
Yeah, and I'll go, you have a poop. I go, I'll take your poop, you know.
They
don't laugh.
Yeah.
And then I'll weigh it, and I go, 2 pounds. Who went to Taco Bell? you know, and they don't like it. But, I don't care.
You don't care because you don't care that you can get fired.
I don't even care. Fire me. Yeah. I hope you're listening. I didn't want the job anyway. I told you, I went in there wearing shorts, unshaved, Trump hat, and Black Lives Matter t-shirt.
And everyone, you wanted to offend everybody, right?
Okay. Yeah, well, I just went so no one would give me a job, right, so I'd keep getting that good unemployment.
Okay, yeah.
And then the guy goes, when can you start? I go, are you looking at me?
You seem like a well-balanced fella.
Yeah. Do you have a resume?
Mr. Maker.
No!
A resume. Yeah, I've been doing comedy for 35 years. Yeah. Come on. That's my resume.
And I'm supposed to say hello. Dak Rako says hello. Joel Lindley says hello.
Oh, okay, cool.
And I posted it, and Kenny Smith says he won't be drunk next time.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, I doubt that.
So we were talking about that. I want to get this short before I get about it. A buddy of mine sent me a picture. Is this for real? Oscar Mayer makes a bologna meat seltzer.
Oh,
that can't be real.
You know what? I think it's hard seltzer made with chicken, pork, and beef.
Mm-hmm.
Does that exist? Now, he hasn't got back to me yet. He sent me
the photo. I just had a Spam soda on the way in.
That's
delicious.
Yeah, they've been making all kinds of stupid stuff, Todd. We've all seen it. So I'm not saying this isn't. Are you looking this up, Puss?
I am.
Oscar Mayer, yeah. Bologna.
If it is real, it's a joke regardless.
Well, yeah, I know that, but did they actually make it?
Yeah, your buddy's not getting back to you because he's really disappointed in you at this point.
Todd, who would have thought they'd make fry vodka, you know? There's all kinds of weird stuff out there now that actually exists, and nobody's buying it, you know? Well, can't find a puss?
That Dogfish or whatever brewery.
Yeah, yeah.
They make chocolate beer.
I know, the porters, all that kind of stuff.
You didn't look into it?
Looking into it.
Find
now.
Any evidence
this,
of it elsewhere.
This is his looking into it.
Yeah.
Telling
you. I just got it.
Is that real puss?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't work with computers. Puss does. All right. Oh, it doesn't exist?
Yeah. Actually, you have three computer screens in front of you.
That would be like a good drink, though, wouldn't it? With like vodka or something in there.
It would look good in the fridge.
And tomato juice.
It would. I don't like bologna to begin with.
Oh, you like bologna?
No.
All right.
I like hot dogs.
That'd be a good drink when you're at Coney Island in the hot dog contest.
That's true, too. Yeah. You know. All right.
It's like bologna's just like cold, pressed down shaped hot dogs.
Yeah, but you like hot dogs, right?
Yeah, but I like them warm, not a bun.
All right. Of course you do. Okay.
I like a cold cut.
Todd, are you going to fry a bunch of turkeys this year?
Not this year.
Quit that?
Yeah, we don't do that anymore.
Somebody's going to do it and catch your house on fire.
Oh, yeah, they always catch your house on fire, right?
The
garage, yeah.
Yeah, they do it in the garage, mm-hmm. and they don't know the trick.
No, they don't know.
They put in too much oil.
Okay.
And there's ways around that. Go to the internet and find out the solution.
Or they hang out by the turkey fire.
You got
to
dry the turkey.
Yes. Before they explode.
Yeah, that too.
The water and the oil mixture is bad.
And it shoots right out and explodes.
I'll tell you what you do. You put the turkey in the pot there first, and then you fill it up with water, and then you mark that spot.
All right.
Mm-hmm. No, you remove the turkey, and then you mark the spot. And that's how much oil you put in.
Either one's fine.
Okay. No. Yeah. Remove the turkey.
Okay.
Mark the spot. That's how much oil you put in. So that's how garages start on fire. The oil spills over. It's an open flame.
I know.
Ooh. Your house is gone.
Yeah, some firemen friends of ours have told us they visit a place every Thanksgiving. Every year. Garage goes up. But go out and see the Maker this weekend. That's what you should do. Tonight or Friday night or Saturday night. If you're in the Beatrice area, that's where Nick's going to be.
Yes, I'll be at the Cabo Bar in Beatrice Friday night.
And you guys,
Nick and I,
you guys
did
just,
a show.
You guys did
Columbus.
A show together in Columbus. You guys must have rocked, huh?
We rocked it and... God, he's funny.
Yeah, he's a funny guy, man.
Oh, my God. What happened?
Yeah. He learned his craft, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. You been on the road much, though, Mecker?
I've been on the road. Just did 10 days in Florida.
Okay, who are you with? Because I know you're with a lot of... You do know
Jim Brewer, Kevin Nealon, and Vicky something.
Nealon's cool. Was he cool to you as an opener?
He's so cool.
Yeah, he's been in the studio with us. Brewer, you didn't kiss Brewer, right? Because he's not vaccinated.
Oh,
so.
My God.
did you get
6 feet back. he drank the Kool-Aid.
Okay. I know he did.
He
totally
did.
But I like Nealon a lot.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Nealon's such a good dude. Man.
And then
he's funny as hell on stage.
Vicky Barbalowski.
Why do I know that name?
The trailer lady.
Oh, okay.
She was really nice.
Okay. She was on AGT a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, is she funny?
Does
she have a full hour or not? No.
but she's funny, and her dad played for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, he did? Okay.
And she had a funny joke because she's a little big and bushy hair, and she goes, if your dad plays in the NFL and has a baby, this is what his daughter looks like. That was pretty funny.
That was it. That was her closer.
No, right. No, she had another closer. There was two big peak moments.
Where in Florida were you? Back in your home state? Back in the Orlando area?
I was
area?
Everywhere, Tampa, okay. Orlando, and then I was at Captain Brian's Off the Hook Comedy.
You think about moving back to Florida when you get a chance or not?
I don't know. Florida, Arizona, some place that has professional sports and a beach.
You're in Arizona. Arizona
being close to California.
Yeah, I get it.
I might even move to Kansas City.
You know? Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. As long as there's a UPS store,
taking bids. they all want me.
Mink is in the transfer portal.
Where can we get the guy that doesn't wear a uniform name tag and doesn't care and offends people? You know, Amazon's a big deal. They return it all day long.
Right, yeah.
And then people go, is that a medium? I didn't buy it.
Yeah, they asked you that. Oh, man.
And do you want me to try it on? Yeah, I'll stretch it out. I'll tell you.
How do you not go nuts when they ask you a question?
I do go nuts.
You do go nuts.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I get Yelped all the time. Okay. The guy with no name tag and attitude. Oh, Gary.
Gary. This is where it comes from. Nick's been dropping the random word for a name anymore recently is Gary. Now I know where it comes from.
Right. It was Porter.
I'm like,
oh, no, you're right. It was Porter.
Oh, Porter.
Chris Porter was always saying the word Gary.
He's great. Yeah. Yeah, I love Porter. Yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What's up, Craig? The Manker's hanging out with us this morning at the Bone this weekend. Funny Bone in Omaha.
On this date in 1991, a couple of deaths. One of them we referenced yesterday. It was on this date in 1991. We lost Freddie Mercury.
Freddie, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sucks.
Passed away of AIDS on the day after announcing publicly that he was positive with the HIV.
Yeah, that's a quick, he died pretty quick. No, he just announced it. He had it for a long time.
And also dying on this date in 1991, Eric Carr, drummer from Kiss.
He died the same day.
Yeah, he'd been with the group for 9 years.
Remember when? Farrah Fawcett died the same day Michael Jackson died. Well, and Farrah Fawcett was really a cultural icon, but of course
she got about four hours in the headlines.
But yeah, nobody's going to beat Michael Jackson.
They always get overshadowed.
Right.
Ed McMahon died the same day as Farrah Fawcett and Michael Jackson.
Oh, I totally forgot about him.
He's the one that really got overshadowed.
He did.
Nobody even remembers that.
And Johnny Cash died the same day as John Ritter.
That's right, and Ritter was probably bigger news for some reason.
So it was tragic.
He died sudden. That's
it. Yeah, it was tragic. Right.
And he had a hit TV show going. He was in the middle of that, How You Bang My Daughter
Rules. The only one that held.
Eight Rules of How to Bang Kaley Cuoco was called, right?
My Daughter. Yeah.
The only one that had even par held their own was Ray Charles.
And?
Because I think Reagan died when he died.
Oh, really? Do you remember that?
Somebody famous. I don't know. I just remember Ray Charles.
Okay.
But there was another famous person. They always die in threes.
A celebrity death savant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, when two of them die, my mom always says, baby, be careful.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
She thinks you're famous.
Yeah. She's the only one.
Baby.
Thanksgiving, shouldn't you be headlining somewhere? Is UPS going to let you off?
Baby, be careful. Yeah. That is cute.
Did anybody on social media report these deaths as new yesterday?
No.
I did not.
No.
Sean Connery got me in the text thread the other day.
Freddie is so huge, everybody knows he's dead, but I'm surprised somebody didn't say, oh, Eric Carr, I loved him when he was with the Kiss. Eric Carr died of brain cancer in 91 the same day, right? You just mentioned that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, I feel bad for Kiss fans because they'd probably walking around sad that day and be like, oh, Freddie Mercury? Like, oh, dude, Eric Carr.
I feel bad for Kiss fans.
On the way here. Tom Osborne's alive.
Yes.
I did not know. Yeah. I just ran into him in Denver at a dispensary. And what, Tom, buddy.
Buddy.
You want a gummy bear?
A little double life.
Buddy, what's
that? Says one thing and practices another. Typical.
That's funny. I'd forgotten about Ed McMahon on the same day. Yeah. That's the one that was really overshadowed.
But I know someone really famous died with Ray Charles.
When did Ray Charles die?
Working on it.
Okay. John Lennon died the same day as Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, but nobody cares about Colonel Sanders.
Well, they both had a mustache.
Yeah.
They both like chicken.
I never heard that second part. They both like chicken. I don't know Colonel Sanders. You know all this. You're like a savant when it comes to this.
I just think it's interesting.
No, it is interesting, but I never heard. I don't remember the Lennon. I mean, Lennon was just such a huge death that Colonel Sanders didn't even come up.
Yeah, they didn't interrupt Monday Night Football to say Colonel Sanders died.
No.
I like to look up people's net worth.
Yeah, I do that too.
You know,
we've made a mistake of. Well, we've asked people we trust that we know that are famous, and about 99% of them have said, "Yeah, it's pretty accurate."
Right.
The guys we know pretty well. Like, we actually asked Lewis Black once
Ricketts is really rich.
Yeah. Well, his daddy's rich.
And he earned it. None of that.
I Googled my net worth.
Yeah, but
$3.25. And I go, I own a car. That is not true.
You don't owe money on it, obviously.
No,
or do you?
No.
Beautiful Dodge Dart.
A Dart, even.
Yeah.
Nice.
I had a Dodge Challenger, but.
No,
the wife likes driving it a lot. The ex.
I would contend that most people have no net worth. They owe.
Yeah.
Credit card, house, car.
How was your relationship with your ex?
It's okay.
Because that relationship ended really badly.
It was brutal.
I know.
Yeah. But
where is she living?
Davenport, Iowa.
She's still there. Oh, she's still
Quad
there.
Cities.
Okay.
Four cities. Nothing to do.
You lived there yourself.
I did.
Yeah.
You know, like every year somebody burns down their house frying a chicken.
Right.
Every year, it's on the news. You can just play the same clip. The Mississippi River floods.
Okay, got it.
And then there's always a guy floating down the river on his trailer. Every year, the river grabs my trailer. He's up there with his Weber grill and his dog. Help! Somebody help! Every year, the river takes my trailer. Put your trailer down by the river.
And every year they ask them to evacuate.
Yeah. I ain't leaving.
What else is going on, Craig?
Because they're fake.
That's right.
No, they ain't falling for that fake flood stuff. They just do that to control us.
Again.
Craig, are you familiar with, and I wish I remembered, it's something news feed. And you're supposed to figure out if the story is fake or not.
Oh, I've heard about
that. It's half of them are real stories. Half of them are satire.
Well, the Onion headlines seem real sometimes,
too. Are half and half.
Yeah, they do.
And I think the idea is to get you to do a little more research to look for other sources. Something newsfeed. I forget. It was just funded.
But it sounds like fun, except that's probably the last thing we need at this point in our society.
No, we need practice on how to research stuff.
Isn't that what Facebook is?
But people will not...
Oh, yeah. They
look
won't,
into it.
They won't spend the time looking into it.
I play that same game on this website. Yeah. Young Thai people, boy or girl.
Really?
And I get tricked most of the time.
And you get tracked, too, by the cops, I'm sure.
But I think
young Thai people.
Of that website is that you should do this to every news website. You should go to other sources, not just trust.
I understand what you're trying to say, Todd, but people do not do that.
I know.
They watch Tucker Carlson and they believe him.
And they believe it.
They believe him. And he's lying to you.
And they don't have to look any further.
Right? You know, and they wear masks when they're off
That's right.
set. And they're all vaccinated 100%.
Right. Exactly. So you got an example of a story that is fake?
Well, one that I did, just the top of my head, it was, about Boebert. It was about Lauren Boebert.
Right.
And apparently her husband in the 90s, early 2000s, whipped his dink out at the... bowling alley in Rifle, Colorado, in front of some teenage girls.
Right.
That part was true.
It is true, yeah.
Yeah, but I think the headline said something about she blamed Antifa For him whipping it out.
Okay, that's not
and
true.
Yeah, they weren't around.
Antifa didn't exist in 2004.
And then the bowling her and her ball husband, rolled under a car.
Yeah, they're complete. Yeah.
You were listening.
Thanks for listening. Yeah. They're complete trash, those two. And you're right, that is a true story.
Yeah, that was true. That part was true because I looked into that a little more. And yeah, he did want to show his tattoo to some. He was 24 and decided some teenage girls needed to see his tattoo.
Yeah. And it's on his wiener?
Well, that's what he said.
Okay.
I just saw a story that I hope is fake was that she. I think it was Boebert.
It's true.
Wants to sprint that Madison Cawthorn, and then whoever wins gets Rittenhouse as an intern.
She's joking. Well, she's on Fox saying that because Fox is kissing her trash ass. But she says that she wants to challenge him to a sprint because she thinks a arm wrestling contest wouldn't be fair because obviously he would beat her in that. Madison Cawthorn is also a horrible person.
He's in a wheelchair.
He's in a wheelchair. Yeah. So
was she joking?
They're going to.
I don't think so.
Well,
because you insult the handicapped to own the lib.
No. They're both conservative.
Oh, they are.
Yes. No, they both want her. Cawthorn is that guy that punched in the tree, the North Carolina Nazi. You know that dude.
So they're in competition.
Yeah, and also Gates. They all three want to hire Rittenhouse as an intern.
And they're falling all over themselves.
He just got back from Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, he went to Mar-a-Lago, right? Exactly.
Sure.
And I saved a slow dance for Kyle with Ivanka because we're vaccinated, and Kyle's a fine young man.
That is the Menker's Trump, by the way. And it's weird looking at his face when he's doing it, too.
Well, I kind of got Trump hair.
You too right now.
I know.
Yeah, but you got more of it, though. This is a cold over.
Yeah.
All right, Craig.
It's like a rock and roll dude.
Yeah. No, that's true. Cawthorn is a conservative, too.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
No.
So they were just fun at each other.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's good to see them getting along.
A truck carrying $400,000 worth of Jack Daniel's whiskey.
Hey.
Overturned on the highway on ramp.
I saw that story. We are spokespeople for
drive
for
responsibly.
Jack Daniels.
Several gallons of Jack Daniel's whiskey was spilled. The semi-truck was turning onto The semi-truck was turning onto the interstate when it tipped over, causing some of the bottles inside to break and leak their contents onto the roadway. Police shared photos showing the liquid streaming from the truck after it was lifted back upright by a wrecker. It's unclear how much of the whiskey survived the crash, but police said the truck had been carrying about $400,000 worth of the Jack Daniels that had been intended for a shipment to Israel.
We are spokespeople for Jack Daniels, me and Todd, currently. We just did a live commercial for the local station here about Jack Daniels. They have to make a new recipe now, you know.
And secondarily,
the Jack Daniel's Black Top.
And secondarily,
there is a Jack in Black. Now they're calling it the Jack in Black Top.
Try the Jack in Concrete.
I fell for that. I was like, oh, a new recipe.
Well, the Tennessee Toddy, the Apple Jack Apple Fizz, Tennessee Mule. Yeah. One of them's called the Jack in Black. I'm thinking the Jack in Black Top.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old number 7 is now I-29.
Oh, it's Jack and I-24, apparently, in this case.
Right.
Try the Jack and I-24, man. That's a lot of the whole bar. Somebody stopped, and a puddle was somewhere. Hey.
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 Of secondary importance, the driver was not injured in the crash.
Oh,
secondary
there's some.
That is secondary.
There's a deer full of Jack Daniels right now.
Wasted. Yeah. Dude, you got a gun. I don't care. I don't care.
He's all hung over.
It is deer season. Menker with us. Funny Bone tonight and Friday.
I'm not there tonight.
Oh, tonight is what day? Okay.
It's Wednesday. I'm just there Friday and Saturday.
Oh, Friday and Saturday. I'm sorry. Okay, cool.
You can come there. I'll be out front.
Okay. He's there Friday and Saturday with us this morning.
Yeah, come Friday and Saturday.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.